It's Friday, July 10th, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you here, and I hope you have a great weekend this weekend. Some of you who were on the Stash blog early this morning may have been a part of my ad hoc test of a new chat system. We tested it out, and we didn't like it. So we're back to the regular fresh Stash that you can find on the right sidebar at stash.normal.org. And as an extra bonus for those of you who helped test, well, for all of you, actually, a whole new set of smiley codes. You know, the little happy faces, animated stuff that you can put on the comments. They're available in the comments and in the fresh stash on the sidebar. Great news for people looking for normal chapters and places to vacation. We are just about ready to sign the deal on forming the United States Virgin Islands Normal. I do believe that chapter is going to need some in-person inspections from the National Outreach Coordinator. And I got a call from the tour manager from the band Slightly Stupid, which is currently touring with Snoop Dogg. They're going to be performing in Anaheim, California on Saturday, and they wanted to have a normal booth down there. It's kind of short notice, and I wasn't able to get a hold of Orange County Normal to set that booth up, but we may have some normal booths in Denver, Colorado coming up next week, and right here in Portland, Oregon for those concerts. Stay tuned here for some updates on that. I'm still working the negotiations, but if I have my way, there'll be a normal booth at every Slightly Stupid and Snoop Dogg concert. Also, keep your fingers crossed. I'm working on backstage passes when they come here to Portland to see if I can get Slightly Stupid and Snoop Dogg as guest interviews here on the Stash. Now, coming up on today's Stash, we've got your hemp headlines, beginning with the sad news of the veto of a medical marijuana bill in the state of New Hampshire. Also, a story about a drunk driving, child endangering drug task force cop who is back on the job in Michigan. Our favorite sports toker, Michael Phelps, sets a brand new swimming world record. And Steve Cubby is out as the CEO of Cannabis Science, the fledgling medical marijuana company. It's the second Friday of the month, so that means it's time for our High Times magazine preview with senior editor Dave Bienenstock, so we'll take a look at the next issue that should be on your newsstands very soon. In our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, we've got your It's a Wrap Friday, featuring the 2009 American Marijuana Music Awards winner for Best Rap Song. And in our new segment that we're going to be having every Friday, Cannabis Community, we speak with Eugene Davidovich, who goes on trial Monday in San Diego County for trying to open a medical marijuana dispensary when a cop lied and got him framed. You'll get the details in the interview. All of that and more coming up on your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our normal daily audio stash, Hemp Headlines. New Hampshire Governor Lynch vetoes medical marijuana bill. Just as in Minnesota earlier this year, the people support and the legislature backs a decent medical marijuana bill, and then, citing concerns that the governor opposes medical marijuana will veto it, they hack away at the bill with unnecessary compromises. They take away the essential patient's right to grow their own medicine at home, because the governor complains about possible diversion of medical marijuana to the black market. They set limits so low few patients would have satisfactory access, just 2 ounces. They force patients to buy cannabis at black market drug dealer prices in a state-limited monopoly of nonprofit compassion centers, because we can't say the scary D word, dispensaries. They set onerous restrictions on purchases, tracking them in a database so patients can't buy too often. And they require criminal background checks and FBI fingerprinting of caregivers who cannot be patients themselves, nor ever be convicted of a drug crime. You know, like growing and possessing marijuana for their patient before there was a medical marijuana law. So the legislature, backed by certain marijuana policy advocates, hacks away at the bill to soothe the governor's fears, gives him all he could ask for and then some, and he vetoes the bill anyway. Concord, New Hampshire. Citing cultivation and distribution concerns, Governor John Lynch has vetoed legislation that would have made New Hampshire the 14th state to legalize marijuana use by severely ill people. Lynch had been critical of the bill from the start, but lawmakers made extensive changes in hopes of answering his concerns. The bill would have established nonprofit compassion centers to dispense 2 ounces of marijuana every 10 days to severely ill patients. The state would have licensed the centers and issued identification cards to their staff, approved patients, and their caregivers. The bill passed the House 232-108 and the Senate 14-10. Depending on attendance, the House may have the two-thirds support to override, but supporters still need 2 more votes in the Senate. If the governor is going to veto a bill anyway, why compromise? Stick to your guns and go with the legislation that was originally passed by your legislature in the first place. Then the governor vetoes it anyway, but at least you wouldn't be setting a precedent for state houses across the country to take away essential patients' rights. What's the plan for next year? Present a bill that only lets one terminal cancer patient named Chet smoke less than 5% THC medical marijuana only between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. if he's chained to a radiator in a locked basement closet? After a dozen years and 13 states, medical marijuana bills should be getting better, not worse. If we're going to make a project out of setting medical marijuana policy, we shouldn't be blackmailed by compassion to support bills that create second-class patients more tightly regulated than OxyContin patients. These bills lately treat patients as just barely above criminals, bound to commit marijuana crimes unless they're watched like parolees. Now, the third state in this round, New Jersey, is set to replay the same chorus, only this time with a governor who will sign the bill. Again, I can never oppose a medical marijuana bill. How can I suggest a cancer patient should have to hit the streets for a dealer rather than a dispensary? But I can strongly and loudly oppose the strategy of a project that puts forth these restrictive bills. Once New Jersey passes the bill, that will set the bar for these other timid states to pass the same type of legislation, locking large portions of America into dispensary monopolies and handing absolute control over quality, diversity, and price from the patient to the middleman. Pot smoking, drunk driving, child endangering drug cop, back on the job. The former head of a drug unit accused of possessing marijuana, drunken driving, resisting arrest, and endangering children in February will resume working for the Macomb County, Michigan Sheriff's Office on Saturday, but he'll lose his rank as a lieutenant. Lieutenant Joseph Goodzial, 44, was sentenced on June 1 to 2 days in jail and 9 months of probation on reduced charges as part of a plea agreement in 75th District Court in Bay City. Since police pulled him over in Monitor Township, Goodzial has been on leave without pay as head of the drug unit at the sheriff's office. Sheriff Mark Hackle said Goodzial will return to work on Saturday as a corrections officer, an entry-level position that pays about $30,000 a year, compared to his former $80,000 a year plus salary. Hackle said today, quote, "It's a very substantial demotion in this department, one that has never been seen before. He no longer has rank," end quote. So, instead of busting pot smokers as a pot smoker himself, now he gets to guard pot smokers in jail? Are you completely guano loco? Court records show that Guzial was pulled over by state troopers for suspicions of drunken driving while his three children, aged 3, 6, and 8, were with him. When troopers tried to arrest him, he repeated he was a cop before refusing to be apprehended, according to court records. During the scuffle, troopers say Goodzial broke a mirror off of a police car. A search of his truck revealed a pipe with marijuana residue, troopers said. All right, show of hands. How many people here get to go back to their jobs after their boss learns they were drunk driving with their three young children and fighting cops during his arrest? Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
How many think you only get 2 days in jail? He should be driven from the Shire by angry peasants with pitchforks and torches simply for the sheer hypocrisy of being the head of the drug unit, busted for drunk driving, and the idiocy of having a used pipe in the car while doing it. Man, that's one hell of a police union there in Macomb County, ain't it? Michael Phelps sets new world record. Indianapolis, Indiana. A fired-up Michael Phelps signaled he was back in top form when he rocketed to a world record in the 100 meters butterfly at the U.S. Nationals on Thursday. The 24-year-old American erased any concerns he lacked motivation after he won 8 gold medals at the Beijing Olympics, ending compatriot Ian Crocker's 6-year grip on the 100 butterfly record. Phelps' power was on display when he went out fast and pulled away after the turn, clocking 50.22 seconds, leaving Tyler McGill a distant second in 51.06. Phelps now holds 5 individual world records, 200 and 400 individual medleys, 100 and 200 butterfly, and 200 freestyle. Phelps' display also confirmed he is back to full fitness after a tumultuous 6-month layoff following Beijing, which included a 3-month suspension from USA Swimming when he was photographed inhaling from a pipe used for smoking marijuana. He also gained 7 kilograms in weight and contemplated retirement, but is now looking to add to his 17 World Championships gold medals later this month in Rome. The other funny story is that he's doing a new endorsement deal with Subway where he touts the value of pigging out on a meatball sub. The clincher is the website's URL, subwayfreshbuzz.com. Steve Cubby out as CEO at Cannabis Science. I know too many of the people involved in this story to make any analysis or comment, But since I know some of my audience is investing in various cannabis-related businesses, I must report this news. Silicon Beat. The Board of Cannabis Science, the San Francisco research and development firm aimed at developing medicines derived from marijuana, resolved today to, quote, immediately remove and terminate all corporate contracts, end quote, with Chief Executive Stephen Covey. Without citing specific instances, the board resolution said Covey, quote, failed to conduct his duty in the manner that it is in compliance with his fiduciary duties to preserve shareholders' value and corporate integrity, end quote. Furthermore, the board said it hereby removed his power to negotiate, sign agreements, or conduct banking on behalf of the company. Covey played a key role in the drafting and passing of California's historic medical cannabis initiative, Proposition 215, in 1996, and has authored two books on drug policy reform. Robert Melamed, a director on the Board of Cannabis Science and its chief science officer, was named to take over as chief executive immediately, continuing until the company's next annual meeting. He will also serve as the company's chief financial officer. Steve Covey tells his side of the story on his Facebook page. I just watched 6.5 million shares of my stock, which has traded as high as $1.50 a share, go up in smoke as a result of my decision to tell the truth and resign from cannabis science. Our movement cannot allow itself to be discredited by public companies who are not squeaky clean. Even if it involves friends I've known and cherished for years, I have an obligation to expose what I believe are fraudulent activities.
If you want to win people over, you can't just drone on like Ben Stein. You've got to have a little more showmanship. Here, watch.
Normal National Conference 2009. Yes, we cannabis. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws is proud to invite you to our 38th Annual National Conference to be held Thursday, September 24th through Saturday, September 26th, 2009 in San Francisco, California at the Grand Hyatt Hotel.
The war on drugs has been an utter failure, and I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
President Obama was right in 2004, and 5 years later, the American people agree, as support for legalization tops 50% in some polls, and overwhelming majorities support both medical marijuana and decriminalization, the people are saying, yes, we cannabis.
I think it's time for debate, and I think that we ought to study very carefully on what other countries are doing that have legalized marijuana.
At our 38th annual conference, you'll learn all the facts you need in the debate to legalize marijuana. Thursday is devoted entirely to medical cannabis with experts in medicine, law, and business who practice in medical marijuana states. Friday and Saturday, you'll learn about the politics, strategy, and social science of legalization at the national and grassroots level, with a special focus on Normal's local chapters.
As regards to legalization, it's not in the president's vocabulary and it's not in mine.
We're working hard to make sure legalization is in the drug czar's vocabulary, and we're celebrating the successes of 13 medical marijuana states, 13 decrim states, and more bills introduced concerning marijuana law reform than ever before, including 3 bills at the federal level. Thursday, we present the High Times Normal Activist Awards. Friday is a special invitation-only party for Normal chapter leaders, and Saturday is the famous Normal fundraising party.
Whether legalizing marijuana would improve the economy and job creation, I don't know what this says about the online audience. The answer is no, I don't think that is a good strategy.
There's nothing funny about legalization, Mr. President, or waiting until the last minute to book your trip to NormalCon 2009. Early bird registration rates apply until August. Registration, sponsorships, and vending information is available at norml.org or by calling 888-67-NORMAL. NormalCon 2009. Yes, we cannabis. September 24th through 26th, 2009 in San Francisco, California. Since 1970, Normal has been fighting for the rights of all adults who use cannabis responsibly. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. Every second Friday of the month, we bring that working relationship to the Normal Daily Audio Stash with our special guest, Senior Editor Dave Bienenstock, author of the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, for our exclusive monthly preview of this month's issue of High Times. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Will.
All right. What do we got to look forward to in our next issue of High Times?
Well, I'm looking at the cover right now, and it is our gear of the year. So this is definitely the one for all the cultivators out there. And obviously all that pot has to come from somewhere. So this is our 11th annual, and it's really just a lot of the different products and different techniques that growers are going to need is in there. That's our biggest feature, but my personal favorite is we have a beautiful story about pot in Hawaii, and it just sort of visits with, I think, three and maybe four different growers in Hawaii. There's really beautiful pictures of their gardens. They have some really unique strains out there. And man, if it isn't everybody's dream to go out to Hawaii and grow pot, certainly mine.
Now,
and then we have a really good, we have a lighting feature about some of the new, I am not personally a grower myself or, up on the latest lights, but if you want to be, there's a great story, this month, for our growers out there.
Yeah. You mentioned this is the gear of the year. Is there any one particular item that you find, this year that's really stands out from the crowd?
to be honest with you, I am not the most up on all the latest tech stuff, but I think the coolest thing is there's sort of a grow box that it just folds down, and you really would not be very suspicious of it if you saw it in somebody's home, and just a lot of little gadgets and stuff. There's a clone machine. I mean, it hits a lot of different trimming products, so.
Oh, okay. Now, I know always in the magazine you've also got interviews with some of the celebrities and people out there that are supportive of our mission or at least claim to be. Any great interviews in this magazine?
Yeah, well, our monthly interview this month is with Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller. And he is, and what's interesting about him is he not only doesn't he smoke pot, he's never smoked pot, but he's very, very forcibly on our side in this issue. And I think in a way, having somebody like that is great, because it shows that, you don't need to smoke pot to understand that pot should be legal. And you don't need to smoke pot to understand that the war against it is wrong. And obviously he's a very funny, intelligent, person. So it's a great interview, and it's kind of a unique perspective in that way.
All right. Looking forward to that. Also it appears here that you've got some, information and maybe pictures, I suppose, from the Miss High Times contest.
Yeah. And our big 420 party in New York. And it's just, I mean, I was there. It was a great party. It was a great time, a great pageant. And then, man, 420 has just really turned it into something, global and significant, and that just felt like a really great celebration in New York, and we know people were part, just to know that, you know, your fellow stoners are partying all over the world, and, it's a great feeling, and we got some good pictures from the party for sure.
Yeah, it is. Now, here at the Stash, I'm sponsored by, glassblower, Starfish Designs out of Bend, Oregon, but you've got some incredible glass in this month's issue, under the heading of Monster Pipes. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we've been covering the glass scene for so long and from a lot of different angles, and I guess one of the new things that people are coming up with are these sort of like really extreme pipes that have either maybe like a gothic theme or a straight up Frankenstein, and you know, they really go against the stereotype of you know, flowers and mushrooms, and you know, they definitely would probably appeal to a certain segment of society. It'd be like a really cool heavy metal pipe or you know, something like that.
Yeah you know, and there's one thing in the High Times magazine out that has been there for a long time, and everybody looks forward to is the Pot 40. It's always back there in the back pages with the little cartoons in there. Who draws those little cartoons?
Oh, he lived on top of a mountain. He is a mysterious figure, rumored to be thousands of years old. Once a month, he by messenger pigeon sends us the pot 40.
Oh.
So that very little is known about him.
I see.
I do encourage everybody to make your submissions to him. His name is Cosmo, and you can find the information on hightimes.com or on the Pot 40 page of the magazine on how to get something in the Pot 40.
Okay. And right next to that, you've got a big full-color ad for the Cannabis Cup over in Amsterdam. Looks like it's the 22nd annual. People getting ready for that, I suppose.
I certainly am.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have the Normalizer this month. Is a big shout out to everybody in Normal to make it to San Francisco for the Normal convention this September. And as I've been, I was there last year, and it is fantastic. And having it in California is an excellent idea. And I encourage everyone within the sound of my voice, if it's possible, to make it out there.
Yeah. Looks like we've got a story here with the group Agnostic Front as well.
Yeah, we have a bunch of really good. We have music, Agnostic Front. We have a comedian called Rob Cantrell, who's really funny and really getting like a little underground buzz in the pot community. And Mr. Lip. We're hitting all our marks this month, I feel like.
Yeah. And, also a feature here on, Canada's Stoner Games. Looks like kind of an Olympic competition for stoners. What are some of the things they competed with, there?
Oh, there was a joint rolling competition. There was clearing the 5-foot bong. I mean, this was the stoner who emerged was well, put through the paces to take home the world stoner crown.
I hope you had someone to drive him home. Jeez. All sorts of great stuff in the show buzz. Little stories here on Snoop Dogg and Ron White. I love Ron White's comment here. When I have 7/8 of a gram of marijuana, I consider myself to be out of marijuana. Concerning his bust, when he got busted for 7/8 of a gram. That's a perfect line there. Anything else you want to tell us about the issue before we let you go here?
There is pretty much one of the more beautiful centerfolds I've seen in a while, and it is it's one of the pictures from the Hawaii story, and you should check it out.
I'm checking it out right now, and I'm salivating. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, Dave, author of the High Times official Pot Smoker's Handbook, give folks the reference so they can look that up if they want to get their own copy.
You can find it in the High Times head shop through hightimes.com. You can find it on Amazon, bookstores, Urban Outfitters. I'm just, you know what occurred to me? I get to talk to you only on Fridays, and that's pretty nice.
Well, I
would hope people would look forward to me on the radio for no other reason than it's Friday.
There we go. I hope so, too. It's the new issue of High Times magazine. This will be the September 2009 issue. It should be out on your newsstands now or soon. And you can also get a digital edition through hightimes.com if you're interested in saving trees. So that's available to you as well. This is the, the 404th edition of High Times?
We're picking up on 420, indeed.
All right. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you next month.
All right, thanks, Russ, and thanks to everybody who works so hard for Normal.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974... High Times magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
The battle to end adult marijuana prohibition can sometimes seem endlessly frustrating and impossible to overcome. One way we bond as a community and draw strength to continue is by rejuvenating our spirit through art and music. The Marijuana Music Awards exist to recognize those sonic artists in all genres of music who feature a ganja-friendly message to motivate and inspire all the cannabis community. Our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, feature the finest in blues, rock, jazz, hip-hop, rap, reggae, country, bluegrass, and dance music to enhance that 420 feeling and refresh all you stashers for another day on the front lines of the drug war. Enjoy this cut from MarijuanaMusicAwards.com and visit our blog at stash.normal.org to learn how you can vote for your favorites and enter your toker tunes in the 2009 Marijuana Music Awards. It's a wrap on Friday, and we're listening to 2009 American Marijuana Music Awards Best Rap Song, Posted on the Corner, by DJ Mercenary. From Iowa, DJ Mercenary is celebrating a double win in this year's AMMA, also winning Best Hemp category with his song, Hand Me the Lighter. DJ Mercenary's music is a mix of rap and hip-hop. To hear more of his tunes, check out myspace.com/DJ Mercenary. And registered stashers, you can get an MP3 download of this tune. It's DJ Mercenary with Posted on the Corner.
This is a Shy Bros production.
Copy, posted on the corner. Posted on the corner. Copy, posted on the corner. Keep it in the hood. Copy, posted on the corner. Twisting that hood. I got that old black dicky on. Keep it in the hood. Copy, posted on the corner.
Posted on the corner, return of the stoner. Wanna hear you a cut, a real life persona. Nugs from Soma, we stay coma. Diesel times go and talk over and over. Damn, I love that owner, cut another corner. See that time zone, pass it through the boner. Living ever sober, Swiss Miss Rona. Cannabis cold, plug in the grower. Bacon motor, Liggins soda. Skywalker bashing, green. Shit from California, I stay low, smoking marijuana.
Call me posted on the corner, posted on the corner. Call me posted on the corner, keep it in the hood. Call me posted on the corner, twisting that hood. I got that old black dicky on, keep it in the hood. Call me posted on the corner, posted on the corner. Call me posted on the corner, keep it in the hood. Call me posted on the corner, twisting that hood. I got that old black dicky on, keep it in the hood.
Chocolate. Confidential LA, sweet haze, put your mind in a maze, not a face, ducking out of space, also space case, possible days, death of case, sexy ladies, spread your legs, if you're ready, let's get laced, I said glaze, lemon haze, tulip chase, gray goose and lemonade, tattoo, tangeray, love it, dear, and minute made, love the quest if y'all are pain, like this ridge, hit the vein, I live low from every chain, I stay low, they keep me sane, look to the top, that's my aim, moving the rise, stop maintain, head to the shot, let's pull chains, back to the corner, grab it in the straight, I'm all in my brain, you know I do what I do.
Percent of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana, and over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and co-workers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at normal, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty, but we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experiences of our cannabis community. It's one of the sad realities of this fight to end adult marijuana prohibition that so many innocent people get caught up in this drug war and caught up in this criminal justice system. And joining us now here from San Diego to talk about his own particular case is Eugene Davidovich. And Eugene, thanks for joining us here on The Stash.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, I understand that your hearing is coming up pretty soon. What's the date on that?
The preliminary hearing in my case is coming up on July 13th. That's this coming Monday at 8:15 a.m. in Department 11 at 220 West Broadway, San Diego, California, 92101.
Okay, so we want to get everyone out there to help support because people may not realize, but when there's most of these court cases, when they go down, the viewing area is not very full. Not a lot of people attend court cases. So when a judge or a jury or people see a packed courthouse, it can make a big difference in how they treat the case and how they react to the case. So I want to encourage everyone to get out there and support Eugene. And Eugene, let's tell the folks how this came about. What's the situation that you find yourself in?
Well, in November of last year, as I was operating a nonprofit medical cultivation effort, medical collective cultivation effort here in San Diego, Jamie Conlon, otherwise known as Scott Henderson from the San Diego Police Department, called the collective and sent it to be Jamie Conlon, a sick patient, said that he would like to join and took down all of his information, just as you're supposed to in accordance with the Attorney General guidelines, called his doctor to verify that he was in fact a qualified patient to join the collective. He was, the doctor confirmed. Called him back, explained how the collective cultivation effort works, how the distribution of the medication works, how the reimbursement works. He requested that medication be distributed and delivered to him to his house. So I delivered a quarter as requested of marijuana, medical grade marijuana, to his house. 3 months later, in February of this year, my house was raided. I was arrested, charged with 420 charges, all related to marijuana. I hauled off to jail and $65,000 bail. Now, the cultivation effort was truly a part-time non-profit effort on my part. Since my honorable discharge from the military, I've been working in software development project management, all while finishing my bachelor's and master's degree in business. And marijuana truly helped me accomplish a lot of those things and alleviate some of the serious symptoms that the other medications the doctors prescribed me wouldn't alleviate. Mm-hmm. And when I attempted to collectively cultivate the medication here, starting on last year, it seems like any attempt to follow the law here in San Diego results in long prosecutions, investigations, and jail time.
Yeah. So we've got, just to boil this down, we've got a police officer who lies about his name, a police officer who lies about his medical condition and defrauds a doctor, right? Because he had to convince a doctor, right?
Well, that's right. Apparently in July, as the court records show, Scott Henderson went to Dr. Clark's office here in San Diego, explained to him that he was a sick patient. I'm not sure of all the details of the actual medical examination that he went through, but the doctor determined him to be a qualified patient in need of medical marijuana to relieve his symptoms. And he had a authentic, valid recommendation as well as a valid California driver license to match that recommendation. And when I showed up at his house in November of last year, I checked again his driver license and his recommendation to make sure that this was in fact the person who called and joined the collective over the phone earlier. And you can actually see that on my website, the actual undercover footage from the delivery of medication, as well as me verifying his information. And that's from footage provided by the district attorney, part of the discovery in my case.
Wow. What is your website address so people can check that out?
My website is www.eugenedavidovich.com. That's spelled EugeneDavidovich.com.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to that up on our story at the stash.normal.org blog as well, so people can find that pretty easily. This is just a terrible story, you know, because it sounds to me like, you know, you did everything you could to be legal and to follow the guidelines of Attorney General Brown and SB 420 and all that stuff that's going on in California. How are you supposed to be able to judge that somebody has lied to a doctor? You know, that's insane. What is the prosecution looking to charge you with, and what kind of sentence might you face?
The prosecution charged me with four felony charges. The first three are related to the delivery of the medication to Jamie Conlon, which were transporting it, which is one felony, possessing it, that's the second felony, and then providing it to him, that's the third felony. Now, in February, when they raided my house, they found no medication in my house at all, not even a trace. But when they searched my car, in the trunk, in my own backpack, along with my own personal medical recommendation from my doctor, I had my own medication in there. And they took that, and it was about 33 grams worth. And they took that and charged me with the fourth charge.
Wow.
Now, I have no criminal record. I have no other problems with the law in the past ever. So the sentence, I'm assuming, wouldn't be as harsh. But I am definitely facing jail time. I don't know how much or how long. But as it appears here in San Diego, it doesn't really matter what type of an attempt you make to follow the law in terms of medical marijuana. Because so far to date, every single attempt made by anyone here has resulted in these investigations, such as Operation Green RX, and results in prosecutions and plea bargains that are offered to scare people into pleading guilty, mm-hmm. something that is sanctioned by the law.
Yeah, it just seems to be the mindset down there in San Diego. We saw that with their lawsuit, their unsuccessful lawsuit to try to ignore the ID card program that eventually the U.S. Supreme Court struck down, and the California Supreme Court said, no, you have to follow the law.
True, but it's what's unfortunate is even though the United States Supreme Court now has forced San Diego County to issue these ID cards, what they did last week was they decided to issue the ID cards, make them the most expensive in the state at $166 a year per card. And along with that, at the same county board meeting, they moved to make illegal dispensaries illegal. Now, I know it sounds very strange because even Supervisor Roberts, one of the members of the county board, stood up and said, why are we doing this? We are adding even more confusion to the already confusing laws that make up our medical marijuana laws. Yet the rest of the county board moved on ahead to do this. Now, this was because of a recommendation of our district attorney and the chief of police. Instead of providing clarification for patients or some sort of a recommendation for collectives on how to operate properly without being prosecuted, our district attorney turns around and imposes and recommends that the board pass this new zoning ordinance to make illegal dispensaries illegal, so that not only can they charge people like myself with felonies, but they can also add additional civil fines, and now people will have violated zoning ordinances. So I think it's 100% clear that San Diego County has not stopped their fight to overturn Prop 215 and the will of the people of California. I think that the prosecutions have not ended. In fact, I think that Operation Green RX was just a practice run compared to what they plan to do with the rest of the collectives here in San Diego.
It's just shocking, you know, to see such willful disobedience to the sovereign of the state, to the people. The people have decided this, and it's, you know, it always gets me, Eugene, when I talk to a lot of law enforcement types, and one of the common things I hear out of their mouth is, well, we don't make the laws, we just enforce them. And yet, when the people make a law they don't like to enforce that one, do they?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it has been over a decade here since that law has passed. It's been almost over 5 years since SB 420 and almost a year since the AG guidelines, yet still here in San Diego, we have some groups and some in our leadership arguing about the medicinal effects of marijuana or whether it's even a medicine or whether they would even want to support that. I mean, it's absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
Instead of providing clarification and support and respect for patients, what they do is they prosecute. They damage people's lives and they simply do not follow the law here.
Yeah, it's an addiction to prohibition. That's what I
I always call it. Eugene, I wish you the best of luck in your trial, and let's give everyone again the date and time and location so they come out and support you.
It's this coming Monday, July 13th at 8 a.m. in the San Diego Superior Court in Department 11. That's 220 West Broadway, San Diego, California, 92101. And please visit my website. That's www.eugenedavidovich.com.
All right. Thank you, Eugene Davidovich from San Diego, and another one of the people caught up in this awful prohibition. We wish you the best of luck. And Stashers, please give them your support. Do you have a way for people to donate to your legal defense up there on your website?
I do. Actually, this has entirely bankrupted me, and I've put up a donations link on my website as well as a P.O. box that people can send checks to. And I can, if you'd like, I can give a P.O. box out.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
It's P.O. Box 900-303, San Diego, California, 92190.
Yeah. Nobody else should be ever serving another day in jail or prison for what we're doing with medical marijuana, especially in the state of California, where the people have had it legal for almost 13 years now. Eugene Davidovich, thanks for joining us here on the Daily Audio Stash, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.normal.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave you today with a reminder that if you're looking for some way to get involved, something to do this summer, check out the Normal calendar of events at normal.org/calendar. The national events will be posted there, and as Normal chapters begin to build their Google calendars, their regional events will show up there as well. We've already got Oregon Normal in the Pacific Time Zone, Mile High Normal in the Mountain Time Zone, Kansas City Normal in the Central Time Zone, and Upper Peninsula Normal in the Eastern Time Zone. So no matter where you live, there's something going on. We'll get as many of those calendars online as quickly as we can, and if you're a Normal chapter leader and need some help with it, send me an email at stash@normal.org. Have yourselves a great weekend, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.